This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If they haven't yet, I'm pretty sure business schools are soon going to be tapping into a rich new case study series. What companies do when their product is legal in much of the country at the state level, but still illegal under federal law. Medical and/or recreational marijuana is what we're talking about here. We're also talking about a business proposition in the multi-billions of dollars, a revenue stream that is made Byzantine by the whole legal-illegal conundrum, which is why this week, a couple hundred people descended on Capitol Hill for the 8th annual Cannabis Industry Association's Lobby Days to make their case. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Hear that? It's an industrial fan whirring away in the lower level of a Washington office building, just outside the door to the National Holistic Healing Center. It's important to keep air moving to disperse any telltale odors coming from inside. Holistic is a perfectly legal medical marijuana clinic in D.C. It was started a few years ago by Shonda Macias, a cell biologist.
Great to meet you.
I meet Macias in a conference room because without a medical marijuana card, I can't get into her clinic, which is filled with more than 100 products, strains of marijuana with names like Lemon Skunk and Blue Shark, cannabis-laced Rice Krispie treats and granola, plus tinctures and oils. Holistic is a multi-million dollar business, and
we're mostly a cash business.
Not by choice. Federal law prohibits the clinic from taking credit or debit cards. On a busy day, it'll take in $150,000 in cash, which is kept in a biometric safe that can be opened only with a fingerprint and special ID card. Twice a day, armed guards pick up the money and then deposit it at Holistic's bank. I'm not getting the name out of Macias.
I can't out the banks because then they'll shut them down.
It's most likely a community bank chartered by a state or D.C. where medical marijuana is legal. Federally chartered banks don't want to get anywhere near the marijuana business, even though Macias pays $2,000 a month in fees. She feels lucky to have a bank, especially since her business is growing.
When I opened the doors in 2015, we had two strains, and today we have over 150 different products.
Macias expects Holistic will bring in roughly $8 million this year, but a big chunk of it will go to taxes and expenses. Macias says Holistic could be much bigger and more profitable if it could operate like a typical business that wasn't illegal in the eyes of the federal government. She can't deduct many costs related to her business, like rent and parts of payroll, which is why Macias put on her charcoal gray suit and black pumps this week and trekked to Capitol Hill. Joining about 200 other cannabis business owners. These are citizen lobbyists, and this is Washington. So the day starts out with a group picture in front of the Capitol's reflecting pool.
All right, ready. One, two, three. Big smiles. All right.
With the picture out of the way, Macias heads to Congressman Jody Heiss's office. Heiss is a Republican from Georgia, which just expanded its medical marijuana program. Macias sits down to wait.
I'm all nervous.
Finally, her group is ushered in to make their pitch to one of Heiss's staffers. They tout the medical benefits of cannabis, but point out how federal laws make it so difficult to run a business when you can't get a bank or take tax deductions.
So the payroll, again, paying cash, but also being competitive with wages. Our profit margin is so small.
That buzzer going off means a vote is being called. So Macias' group is ushered out.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Outside in the hall, they congratulate themselves for getting through the door.
Nice work, everybody.
The celebration may be a bit premature, though. The cannabis industry is lobbying for around a dozen bills. Not one is anywhere near a vote, so there's likely to be another group shot in front of the reflecting pool next year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.